He's right. It is Dr. Morgan. Good to be with you this Saturday morning. You're not going to believe this, but I got so caught up reading that I totally lost track of time. But I'm here. No worries. All right. Somebody's already trying to call. It's probably the lady that called last week at the end of the hour. So we'll pick it up where we left off. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Morning, Dr. Morgan.
I knew it was going to be a man. I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. Listen, I've got a snoring problem, and it's fairly loud snoring, and my wife also has a snoring problem, but it's not quite as often or as loud as mine, and actually, she told me yesterday she woke herself up.
That's kind of scary. No, I mean, like, if you wake yourself up kind of gasping for air and oxygen and you're snoring, that's no fun.
Well, she said no, she wasn't gasping or anything. I guess maybe it was just a noise woke her up.
Well, why do you think you snore for?
I'm not sure. Lack of oxygen, maybe.
Okay. What do you think the solution is? Or how could you be improved where if you were improved in such a way that the snoring would go away? Okay, I'm asking the wrong questions, evidently.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm trying to think. Maybe somehow open up my air passages.
Yeah, there you go. Now we're cooking. If you had just one way that you would love to see your body or your health or the way that you feel physically, mentally, emotionally improve, what change would you make if you could just, you know, snap your fingers and have it take place? What would you like to see the most improvement in?
I'd like to lose about 25 pounds.
Okay. Do you know who Walter Payton is?
Yes.
One of the most famous running backs of all time. If I'm not mistaken, I think Emmitt Smith of the Cowboys was able to break his all-time rushing record. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
Do you know the only exercise that Walter Payton used to really get in good shape? He would run up hills. That was it.
Oh.
And so trying to run up a hill is relatively easy on the joints, but it's very hard to do. Some people go run bleachers, but the reason why I said that, this was maybe 4 or 5 years ago, there was a study that I read that showed, and I think there was like 38 or 40 men in this study. If I get the numbers wrong, I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference. But in the study, all these men had sleep apnea. And I know I'm oversimplifying it, but they're just not getting enough oxygen delivery through their nostrils to their lungs and blood and heart and all the cells of their body when they sleep at night. And they said, would y'all be willing to try something? They said, sure. So these 38 to 40 men, they just put them on an exercise machine called an elliptical trainer. Have you ever seen those before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like an elliptical. And so they did this, and I'm almost positive it was for 35 minutes a day, 6 days a week, but maybe it was 5 days a week, but 35 minutes a day invested, and at the end of either 12 or 14 weeks, there were maybe 29 men that completed, which means the rest of them just dropped out and said, hey, this exercise business is not for me. But these men, they completely cured their sleep apnea. Total cure of sleep apnea. So their sleeping drastically improved just by increasing the level of physical fitness. And for some reason, I want to say the amount of weight loss over 12 weeks was 8 pounds. But, you know, okay, when you exercise, you stimulate the body to grow new muscle. And when you grow muscle, usually that's a benefit. The article that I was kind of absorbed in before I lost track of time here for the radio show was about what type of individual is going to develop dementia and Alzheimer's. And it says the same thing, women and men that lose their muscle mass. And the new term they're using, they call it skinny fat. That just means they don't have near the muscle mass they used to have. They've lost so much of their physical strength, but they've had fat take the place, and that's just a recipe for inflammation and disaster, which leads to, you know, Alzheimer's and dementia and all these neurological degenerative diseases. Mm-hmm. But anyway, if it were me, I would just do the following very simple things to see if the snoring problem would go away. Number one, if you want to, you can go to the store and buy those Breathe Right strips that you just, you know, with the tape on them, you put on your nose. And see if that opens up your airways by 30 to 40%. If it does, and your breathing is significantly better, then, man, it's a small price to pay for breathing, because any time that you do not breathe or you're snoring, there's inflammation and damage taking place to the brain and the heart. Snoring is just not good. If it was an occasional thing from maybe cleaning out Aunt Vernie's dusty shed, then that might be, you know, from being around, you know, mold spores and stuff like that and dust.
Yeah, that, whenever I mow or out of the garage and sweep up dirt or anything like that, then, yeah, my snoring is worse at nighttime.
Well, do you do a pretty good job of just rinsing your nose and washing off after you clean the garage or sweep or mow the grass?
Usually just shower.
Okay. Well, just make sure you put some water in your nose and just, like, blow all that stuff out. Clean it out really well.
Okay.
The other thing that I want you to try, and this is just a tremendous oversimplification, whatever position you like to sleep in, and for all I know, you sleep flat on your back at night with no pillow, but I'm going to ask you to turn to your side, sleep on your side, either the right or the left, and use two pillows instead of one, because what we want to do is we just want to kind of get the head elevated just enough and see if we can open up those air passages.
Okay.
And what I'll do is you'll give me your personal cell phone number on the air. Of course, I'm the only one that will call it, right? And I'll call your wife next week and ask her, you know, if you did all right. But if you will, give it a shot. Try sleeping on your side. There is a product called NasoPure. And NasoPure is a very unique little... Yeah, it's NasoPure, NasoPure. I think I've seen kits for sale for like $12 or $13 on Amazon or eBay. But it's just water where you mix a little bit of salt and baking soda with it. I mean, how long has salt been on the earth? Forever. How long has baking soda been around? Forever. Same with water. But when you shake that up and you rinse or irrigate your sinus and your nasal passages with it, I think it could be very, very good to remove a lot of the inflammation and a lot of the debris that might cause allergies or immune reactions. And so you might just give that a shot.
It's kind of like a Nelly pod.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but it's just so much easier to use. And you can use a neti pod. That's fine. But you may get a bigger bang from the buck. I mean, that's just my own personal opinion, but I think the NasoPure bottle is just a lot easier to use. And, you know, any time that you can find something that's relatively easy to do, the chances of you doing it consistently and following through are just a little bit better than if it's just super complicated.
Right.
Had a guy last week, I tried to talk into doing castor oil packs over the abdomen, like over the pancreas and the liver. But the idea, evidently, if you think, man, I don't want to sit in a chair for an hour and do a castor oil pack, well, technically, it would greatly help. But if you can't make it easy enough for the person, of course, sometimes conditions are so serious that you're trying to tell a person, okay, I know you don't like doing this, it may not be fun, but do it just to increase blood flow. You need
it. Right.
And so the other thing that I would try is you could try just some plain Jane Vicks vapor rub. You could rub that around your nose and see if that greatly opens up the airways. It has a you know, the essential oil, eucalyptus. I don't know if you like eucalyptus. I like the smell of it.
Well, my mother used to use that a lot on us kids when years and years ago.
Where did she apply it?
The upper chest.
Upper chest. Well, then do that. It has it has eucalyptus. It has the active ingredient called camphor. It has menthol, which I think comes from peppermint. I mean, it's all around. It may just completely open up your airways where you just do a lot better. If I had to choose one or two foods that I know for a fact can cause immune reactions, and that's just a loose term I'm using, anything that would cause your immune system to react and cause swelling or inflammation is not good. But in some people, it's just sugar and dairy products. It will just totally clog them up. It makes them more vulnerable to allergies and inflammation of the nasal passages.
Okay.
So you might just try eating meat and vegetables. So when you go in the backyard today and you shoot an elk with a bow and arrow, just serve it with onions and garlic and asparagus and broccoli and green beans and salad, and you'll be good to go, buddy.
I'll do that.
Have you ever heard that elk meat is absolutely the most delicious meat of all time?
No, I haven't heard that.
Well, I've heard that from many people, but I have yet to try it. But, man, am I willing to try it.
Well, I'll just have to find where I can buy it, because I don't think there's any place in Texas I can go shoot one.
I don't think there is either. I thought you were calling from Colorado.
Oh, no.
Well, is this enough to go with?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay. Try these things and give me some feedback, and there's a lot of other things that you can do. But right now, let's just give it a go and see if you start breathing better tonight. Your sweet wife, too.
Okay, will do. Hey, appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks for your phone call.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You're sure welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Once again, there's a phone line officially open. The number is 903-586-5257 if you'd like to call me and ask a question on Health Essentials. Hello, I'm Dr. Morgan. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning. How are you this morning, sir?
I am great. Man, you sound a little bit more chipper than last time you called.
Still got a little junk in the back of the throat, but about 99.9% better.
What is your current speed on the highway?
In the parking lot, getting ready to go.
No. I could hear you driving like Mach 2 down the freeway. That's all that rushing wind sound comes
That's
from.
That's called that diesel engine.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Go ahead.
Hey, my friend from Chicago that saw you, we're getting back to the adrenal complex and the cataplexy. How much of each do you think he needs to be taken? Since I've got to get it to him back up north.
What is his frame of mind right now? Is he pretty calm and chilled out and relaxed, or is he pretty anxious?
We're not calm at all.
Okay. You know what I heard this morning, and I haven't looked it up, so you're going to have to please forgive me, but there's this FDA-cleared device to treat severe anxiety and depression and high levels of stress hormones. It's made by a company called Fisher-Wallace, and
yeah,
I think their website is fisherwallace.com, but they have this thing called the Circadia, and I really wanted to look that up. And now, I don't know what it costs, but it's an electronic device that when you are just totally stressed out, and the reason why I'm getting to this is, we've got to get him out of the fight or the flight mode to where everything is anxiety and he just feels bad all the time, like he's being pursued. Do you know what it's like to be pursued? Well, have you ever felt that way in your life before where you felt like everybody's against you?
Yeah.
Recently?
No.
Good.
I've been good.
Good. You mean everything hinges on that?
Otherwise, I'd be sitting on your couch.
And you'd be telling me about your childhood, right?
Or something.
Okay. Well, one of the ways that you stimulate what's called the parasympathetic nervous system is just breathing deeply into your nose while your lips are closed, and then out through the mouth.
Right.
And so between that and doing stretching and exercise, the exercise that he's going to do is not the high intensity stuff like CrossFit or the HIIT exercises or just the high intensity. No, that gets you revved up like you're about to fight a battle.
Right.
You know how when you have to do hand-to-hand combat in your backyard with the ninjas that attack you? You probably about 10 burpees first, and that gets you wound up like you're ready for battle then. But I'm talking about him doing things like stretching and yoga and just very light, comfortable walking or hiking. I don't even know. In Chicago, do they have mountains or hills? Walking trails?
They've got walking trails and walking paths and all. Not very hilly at all.
Well, you always try to give enough nutritional substrate to feed and nourish the adrenal medulla and the adrenal cortex.
Uh-huh.
And so let's just say that I look up studies where these very famous clinics that evaluate nutrient depletion. And I'll just be honest with you. I don't know of any human being that's going to come back after they've been tested nutritionally for great levels of magnesium. It just doesn't happen. So I always tend to think everybody tends to need more magnesium. You're going to need to supplement with magnesium.
Right.
And so magnesium plays a role. And what we may want to do with him is we want to double the dose of magnesium, but we really want to spread it out over the course of the day. I'm not trying to see if I can drive him to the restroom with, you know, very, very loose bowel movements. That's not the goal here, to supersaturate him in 1 minute. But if we spread the magnesium out, he'll probably start feeling like, okay, I'm getting a little bit calmer here. The other thing that we might consider, and this may seem counterintuitive, but you know what oatmeal is, don't you?
Yeah, he likes oatmeal.
Well, oatmeal is rich in silica. Now, the type of oatmeal that's instant oatmeal, where they've already cooked it at the factory first.
Right.
And then they dehydrate it in a dehydrator, and they put it in a bag where it's, like, ready to go in 10 seconds. That's really,
right, exactly.
That's really not the nutrient-rich oatmeal, but if you went to the store and you purchased, say, Bob's Extra Thick Organic Old-Fashioned Rolled Oats.
Right.
Then we're in business. Then we got something to take a look at right there. And so, but what oatmeal has, it has silica.
Right.
And silica, you just can't overlook the stuff because it tends to make you more emotionally hardy.
Okay.
Now, there is a small gland at the base of the brain called the hypothalamus.
Right.
I do not want to be guilty to overstate what the hypothalamus does, but I can tell you this.
Right.
When the hypothalamus is in better working order, people tend to accept and receive, you know, emotional input much better, and they tend to hear better, which I can't imagine there's any wives out there that think their husband would need to support their hypothalamus so they could hear them better. I mean, that's just not even probable.
I mean, come on, really?
I know. I just made, just kind of totally made that up out of left field. But the hypothalamus, it has a lot to do with how we process emotions, and so I can tell you this, if the hypothalamus is off, you are not going to process emotional information just very well at all.
Right.
And you're gonna. I mean, even if you know what the solution is, you just can't receive it or you can't accept it, and you're just like all flighty. And I mean, I've been.
Right.
Do you know how many times I've been in that situation myself? Don't answer that question.
Never.
No. That's the wrong answer.
Oh, okay.
I would say if I had two hands up, that many fingers each day. No, I'm just. But anyway. But what you're doing is you might want to focus on a little bit of hypothalamus extract, and I've seen that literally turn people around from being severely anxious and depressed and where they feel like they have no hope.
Okay.
And so let me give you my other sales pitch here. Your friend or your godson, he likes to eat protein, doesn't he?
He likes to eat healthy. He loves his protein, and he loves his vegetables, his broccoli and all that.
Oh, good. I could not ask for better. One thing that we might try is just a very simple experiment with him is within about 10 minutes of waking up in the morning, and it's just, we'll call it Roy's 10-minute rule. If he could eat some high-quality protein, that could be turkey lunch meat that doesn't have the sodium nitrites or nitrates or chemicals.
Right.
And he might just roll up a couple slices and eat that. And he'll tell me, usually, or he'll tell you within about a week, if he feels so much more positive, like things are going to go better.
Right.
Have you heard of the neurotransmitter called serotonin?
Yes.
Well, can I give you just a brief rundown?
Sure.
When you're low in serotonin, that neurotransmitter that, you know, affects the nerve function of the brain and such, and your mood and how you function, you feel like, oh my goodness, today is just not going to go well. There's nothing that's going to work right. This is going badly, poorly for me. I can't imagine anything getting better. But when you have plenty of serotonin, you're going, okay, I'm a little stressed, but this is all going to work out. It's going to be just fine. And I realize, you know, at the end of the day, you probably look at yourself in the mirror and you say to yourself, am I going to trust God here or not?
Right.
And, you know, would you say that your fortunes would change infinitely for the better if you could just come to the conclusion that you say, I completely believe God here. He has told me in the book of Hebrews that he will never forsake me or he will never leave me.
Right.
So I can boldly say, you know, what can man do to me? Or what do I have to fear? What can man do to me? Or what can mere mortals do to me? How often do you use the term mere mortals in your daily vernacular?
Probably not at all.
Oh, okay, just checking. Well, to go back to the question, you just got to have the idea that right now we need to feed and nourish his adrenal glands, so that's where vitamin C and magnesium and herbs like ashwagandha, those can come in really handy, and just natural God-given B vitamins sometimes are a great aid. But
I would still have... I still have that sheet that you gave him when he was in to see you, so we could probably work off of that, I'm sure, correct?
Yeah, but you know, let me say this, because I don't want to ever sabotage a person on purpose unless it's you. I mean,
well,
sorry, I can't believe I let that slip out of my mouth. But when you give a person some hypothalamus extract, which is a nutritional supplement, there's always the probability they're going to worsen for a few days before they get better. I mean, they could cry, they could become livid and angry. Are you doing an engine overhaul or just...
I'm pulling out onto the road.
Okay, I knew it. Oh, you just got pulled over. I heard that.
No, that was the ambulance that just went by.
You don't have to make up a story with me, sir. I know that you're getting a ticket as we speak.
Of course. I'll let you talk to the cop. Oh, okay. I mean, but we can still work with the adrenal complex,
yes,
and the cataplexy.
Yeah, but does he say that he feels better when he takes those things?
I think he did.
Okay.
When he was here, I think he did.
Well, we just need to kind of build up enough head of steam or momentum here where we can kind of get him over the hump where he feels better nonstop. But
he does not want to go back to the meds.
No, and, oh, well, look up that device called the Circadia by Fisher Wallace.
Yeah.
And again, I have no idea what the cost is on that, because I haven't looked it up, which is probably bad of
right.
me, but... At least my heart's in the right place.
If I find out, I can text you.
Okay, good deal. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for your help. Really appreciate it.
You're sure welcome. Take care and be careful on those dangerous streets.
I'll do it. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right, if you'd like to join me on the radio. It almost sounds eerily quiet compared to being on the highway. That, you see how clever that guy was, though? Trying to say it was an ambulance. Are you kidding me? That's probably like a whole team of deputy sheriffs and police officers trying to pull him over for reckless driving. He just didn't want to admit it, but it's okay. I don't want to be judgmental. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. Good morning. Thank you very much for your phone call.
Yes. Let me turn my radio off.
That would be a good idea. Thanks.
My son is diabetic, and he asked me the other day, I don't know how to ask this question, but he was talking about lectin, L-E-C-T-I-N.
Yeah, that's correct.
Are there things that he should, how does that affect your diabetes, your insulin?
Well, do you know how I really want to answer this? If I had my way, I probably don't want to go into the lectin, you know, topic just real deep, because I think there's bigger fish to fry.
Okay.
And so I know this is an oversimplification, but when you're trying to reverse diabetes, the proven ways to do that are to eat two meals a day as opposed to six small mini meals a day or snacking. Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to get the insulin levels to come down lower and lower. And so... the studies show that taking cod liver oil or fish oil, that helps reset those insulin receptor sites on the surface of the cells, and lectins do play a role in that. But the lectins he needs to avoid are the ones that come from grains.
Okay.
So when you avoid grains, you make it so much easier to avoid, or reverse type 2 diabetes. Is that what we're talking about, type 2?
Yes.
How old is your son?
60.
Is he your favorite son, the one we're talking about?
He's one of them.
Oh, how many do you have?
3.
Oh, so is he one-third your favorite?
I have 3 favorite sons.
If he can set his mind like Flint that he's going to start walking every day or exercising even a little bit, that's the real way that you start changing all this. So 2 meals a day, usually a late breakfast or an early lunch, in an early supper, that's how you turn this around. If he starts walking 30 minutes a day, he'll be a brand new man.
Okay. Well, all right.
But did he have anything in mind when he said lectins? Was he saying, Mom, with my blood type, these are the foods I need to avoid?
Well, he just heard something about it, and he said, everything he eats got it in it. So.
Well, and... I would say that there may be some importance to that, so I don't want to, quote, poo-poo the idea and just, like, throw it to the side. But I would say the bigger thing is if you avoid starches and sugar from grains, you'll start to see a world of difference. I've seen it over and over and over again. I had this little bitty woman come to, I shouldn't say little bitty, but she's not 6 foot four. She's probably 5 foot tall, 5'1" maybe. That's all I meant. I wasn't trying to be derogatory. So she was saying that a month ago she weighed 147. And now she weighs, and she told me her ideal goal weight is 126. And all she means is, if I were at a good, symmetrical, proportional, healthy 126, that's about, you know, my natural, perfect blueprint or my template that God has designed for me. And I agree with her. So she cut out grains, and she went from 147 to 133 in just a month.
Wow.
And that's all she did.
That's great.
Now, can I ask you a personal question?
Yes, sir.
Do you like to eat vegetables?
Yes, I do.
Well, tell me some of your four or five favorite vegetables that you like.
Well, I like greens.
Like what?
Like collard greens, mustard greens.
Oh, me too.
I like broccoli. I like cauliflower. I like carrots. I like green beans.
I had some green beans the other day that were to die for, and they had some onions in them. That may not be good English, but boy, were they good. I felt good afterwards, too.
Well, I had some the other day, and I put tomatoes with basil seasoning and stuff in it. Boy, they were good.
I'm going to need you to give me your GPS coordinates the next time you cook these, and that way I can, I can show up at your front door just mysteriously and say, you know, I was just in the neighborhood. I want to call and check on you. What is that I smell?
I need to ask you one more question.
Yes, ma'am. Anything.
I have a great-grandson, and I'm really frustrated with his parents. About the only thing he'll eat is peanut butter and jelly. And he how can you get a kid's appetite changed?
Well, all right, I'm not trying to be a difficult person here, but does the child see mom and dad eating good, wholesome, real food?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's a first start. The other thing, and I'm not trying to trick the kid here, but there was a study from Poland done years ago that is just permanently etched in my mind. And I'm going to try to make it short and sweet and to the point, but they took 17 women that were literally morbidly obese. I don't know that I have to go into a description of what it means to be morbidly obese, but if you've ever been in the store, like, say, Walmart, do you ever think that you've seen a person that was morbidly obese trying to shop for groceries?
Almost every time.
Well, what does that usually look like? Are they pushing a shopping cart, you know?
They're riding one of those.
Exactly. And this is not meant to be critical, but their bodies are in such poor condition that if they were to walk from the front of the store to the back of the store to get some sauerkraut, it would be brutal, gut-excruciating pain in their feet and their ankles and their arches and, you know, knees and hips. But you get the gist of it. But just because they've got so much incredible dysfunction from the joints and the muscles and just all that extra weight, it's just horrible on them. But anyway, back to these women from Poland. They found that they just didn't have enough good, friendly microbes. I'm talking about bacteria. We're talking about good, friendly, wholesome bacteria. Sometimes they can be called gut flora, probiotics, friendly microbes, the microbiota, the microbiome. There's just a lot of different names for it. But they took these women, and they didn't tell them to change their diet at all. So if they're eating Doritos or they're eating peanut butter and jelly, nope, I'm not picking on the kid. But if they're eating peanut butter and jelly on white Wonder Bread that's loaded with mega doses of sugar, and see, that's really what the kid's got an issue with. He likes the taste of sugar, right?
Probably so.
Yeah, well, it's not rocket science. I'm going to say yes, most likely. But with these women, all they did was they did one technique, and I realize this is a family program, so hopefully I can say this the right way, but they took a fecal specimen, you know, with all the microbes from a skinny woman that was healthy, that was eating right, and they inserted that into the women that were morbidly obese. And what impressed me about this was they had no idea what was going to happen. They just wanted to see. They never told these women, Stop eating peanut butter and jelly. Don't eat donuts. Stop drinking Cokes or Diet Cokes or whatever, you know, they like. And start eating green beans with cauliflower and broccoli and onions and tomatoes. They didn't say any of that stuff. But this is going to be one of the greatest weight loss studies that I have ever read about in my entire life. It just is I just think it's phenomenal. But what they did was, when they inserted the bacteria from the healthy skinny chicks into the morbidly obese women, all of a sudden their taste buds changed.
How about that?
So they wanted to start eating things like green beans. I love green beans.
I do too. One more thing and then we'll hang up.
Well, the solution is to give the grandson probiotics or bacteria.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry, I didn't make that real plain.
Oh, that's all right. That gives me an idea. the green Great Lakes gelatin?
Yes, ma'am.
That stuff's wonderful.
Really?
Oh, my knee, I could go to bed at night and it just ached.
Ma'am, I knew when I recommended that to you, that was just a shot in the dark and I was way off base and I shouldn't have ever recommended it. But you're telling me that plot actually worked on you?
It actually worked.
My goodness, you're my first success case in 30 years. I'm so thankful.
Well, have a good day.
Thank you very much and I appreciate your phone call.
Thank you.
Thanks, bye.
Bye-bye.
Who do you think you are calling my program talking about lectins using all these high-tech scientific terms? Yeah, but that's probably what I should have said, sweeter and shorter and easier, is just give the kids probiotics. You've really got to come to terms with the idea that human health has a little bit to do with the types of beneficial bacteria living in your body versus the toxic, disease, infectious, producing poisonous ones. And you know what? That verse in Romans chapter 12, do not be overcome by evil, but rather overcome evil with good. It's true. I'm trying to practice it. Some days I fail horribly. Some days are better than others, but by the grace of God, we press on. But that's what we're trying to do with health. You're trying to overcome the toxic disease-causing fungus and parasites and viruses and bacteria that we're prone to with good living microbes. If you've ever been a sick person and your health has not been exceptionally wonderful or radiant, and you've kind of gotten onto the idea that you need to do whatever it takes to promote good, friendly microbes living in your colon where they can start making vitamins for you and fermenting and keeping you healthy and breaking down carcinogenic waste, well, you're probably the last person that wants to take one more round of an antibiotic because you're worried that it may destroy the good beneficial flora, especially after you have worked so incredibly hard to work on your diet, to eat clean. Anyway, if you would like to join me on the radio and ask me a question, we got plenty of time left, about 28 minutes. Nope, not 28 minutes, 27 minutes, 26 minutes, excuse me. I'm looking at the clock now. 903-586-5257. If nobody wants to call, I'm going to dive into this topic right here. I remember about 2 years ago, oh, we have a phone call. That's more important. People are more important than talking about the appendix, right? Good morning. Welcome to the program. Thanks for your phone call.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. You sound very serious.
Well, thank you. That's sweet. How are you this morning?
I'm pretty good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing pretty good. Well, a question I have for you is, man, I take a lot of medication. I take mainly the medication that I'm on is my anxiety is alprazolam. Now, I know you don't like that, I can tell. And I can tell by the way you're talking about other medications and stuff. And my dad doesn't like me being on either. He won't take it. You can't give him like an Advil. But
you know I want to be helpful to you, right?
I know, that's exactly what I'm...
That's my highest metric with you, exactly. Is to show you love. I'm not going to cast any stones. So
yes,
I'm here to help you.
Well, the one thing you said that made sense is God is in control, and I do believe that. But it is, you know, sometimes that anxiety will hit you and you don't know what to do with it. You know what I mean?
I do.
What do you advise on? I know you were talking about earlier, I didn't get to hear all of it. What do you advise me to do that would help me to get off of that, that would get me in that direction?
Okay. How many times a day do you just verbally remind yourself or have that dominant thought that God is in control?
I have to really sit there and tell myself that sometimes because my anxiety will push that out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand. Believe me, I completely understand where you're coming from on this. Well, you know what I told the gentleman earlier, or maybe it was a woman. I've already forgotten, and we're only about 10 minutes out. But if you will focus on breathing deeply in through your nose and blowing out slowly through your mouth,
that
helps activate what's called the parasympathetic, and the parasympathetic nervous system is what kind of calms you down.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to be ridiculous by saying this, but if I knew in 30 seconds that I had to have a fight to the death with an evil, evil, satanic, you know, angel of death, then I would jump on the ground and I'd start doing as many burpees as possible because I'm trying to really ramp up my sympathetic nervous system, and that's called your fight or flight. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, haven't you ever seen like a martial arts fighter start slapping his face or hitting his chest?
Getting ready.
You know, he's
fight, yeah.
Yeah, and that's just it. You're trying to ramp up at that sympathetic, but the opposite of that is usually laying on your back, and if you do this on the ground, If you go outside and you just lay in the sun today on a blanket in your swim trunks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if your swim trunks are from France and they're called a Speedo bikini trunks, I do not want to hear about that. That's just not even right. So if you're going to send me a picture, don't do that. But if you'll practice breathing deeply through your nose and just give it a shot, you're trying to reset your body to get out of this fight or flight response.
Okay.
And the other thing is just, you know, there's low intensity exercises like going for walks. If you if you go for a walk, that's going to start to help you a whole bunch. But like I told the person earlier, if you're trying to get out of anxiety, there are some nutrients and elements that you're just going to have. And so when I told the person earlier this morning about oatmeal, the reason is oatmeal, it tends to have a rich amount of a substance called silica. And silica, it really does help you make you emotionally hardy.
Wow.
You want your nerves to be calm, not hyper excitable and flighty. So if you'll get the old-fashioned rolled oats or the extra-thick organic oats and you'll just slow cook it, why don't you try that and put some walnuts or some pecans in it or some, you know, almonds. I don't even care if you use butter and a little bit of honey with blueberries. And if you'll eat that, tell me if you start to feel better. I think within 10 minutes of you waking up in the morning, you need to eat some type of high-quality protein. It doesn't have to be a lot. It could be like a boiled egg. And just see if this...
Well, I like oatmeal, so that wouldn't be a problem.
You could have oatmeal with two eggs over easy, couldn't you?
Mm-hmm. I eat a lot. I'm a real skinny guy, but I can eat a lot of food.
Sir, you're trying to deceive me. I can tell by your voice that you're 6'4" and 245 pounds of pure muscle.
No.
Is that close to it?
I bet I sound like it. I have no muscle. I need some muscle.
Well, and what you'll find is if you start eating a little bit of protein in the morning, like right when you wake up, this is going to help your body better manufacture serotonin and norepinephrine and dopamine. And you know that neurotransmitter called GABA? It's called gamma-aminobutyric acid. I'm kind of wordy here, but that's a neurotransmitter that keeps you calm and chilled out and relaxed.
I've heard dopamine used before, that thrown around a lot.
Well, if you have plenty of dopamine, then you're going to feel like being around other people, and you're going to be pretty social. And you're
Really, what gives you the dopamine besides? I mean, I know a lot of drugs give you dopamine.
Yeah, but we're not. You're not asking me who my dealer is for LSD or for crystal meth. That was a joke. I didn't mean that in a bad way.
Yeah,
if you have to take things like magic mushrooms and LSD and dope to increase your dopamine, I think we're fighting a losing battle there. That's just going to be very short-lived. I mean, don't the effects of like cocaine and crack and heroin wear off pretty quick? Of course they do. So what we want to do is we want to get you high on the Word of God and on good Amen. Nutrients and real food that He has made, because that's the only solution to this. But mm-hmm. your thought. So when you're trying to increase dopamine, if you went for at least a 10-minute walk first thing in the morning, mm-hmm. and what you got to tell yourself is you got to push back the coffee consumption. If you don't have enough dopamine or GABA or serotonin, if you'll just eat a little bit of protein, it could be like rolled up turkey lunch meat that's clean. It could be, in your case, fresh Maine lobster dipped in butter, which is probably the way you roll for breakfast anyway.
You know what? I could eat lobster for breakfast. I love lobster.
I bet you. I can tell you that.
Kind of get when you're.
I can tell you about me, which we're not here to talk about me, but if I eat seafood like fresh fish, I feel so good it's unreal. I like
really?
The way. Yes, I like the way I feel when I have.
Thinking about it after I eat. If I could tell, you know.
Well, what if you had a little bit of tuna first thing in the morning?
I like tuna too. When I go to Subway, I just slap tuna on the bun and some mayonnaise and salt.
And you're good to go, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, when you said salt, any time that a person doesn't have enough salt or sodium in their body, they feel like everything is hopeless and they're just exhausted and worn out.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so the type of salt that I want you to experiment with is called Celtic or Celtic salt. And that is one experiment that you can do that costs next to nothing. If you tell me you're in the, if you're in the throes of a deep, deep, you know, anxiety, panic attack, and you just feel horrible and antsy on the inside, which I know what that feels like. It ain't no fun whatsoever. You could always try just wetting your finger on your tongue and getting enough Celtic salt on your finger, or just put a pinch of Celtic salt on your tongue and just suck on it.
Really?
Yeah, you gotta. Oh. It's just Celtic salt. It may
what
look
is
like.
That? Where do you buy that at? Like, where, you just get at the store? I mean, is it just regular salt? It's just like the salt.
Most likely, you're going to pick this up at a. Where do you live?
I live in. You know where Fairfield is?
Yes.
Yeah, I live in that area.
Some of my favorite people are from Fairfield.
Oh, really?
You don't know a man named Jimmy, do you?
Jimmy, what's the last
name? I can't say. That would be highly illegal. He would shoot me
Jimmy,
if
I know a lot of Jimmys from that area.
Well, anyway, he's a very, very nice man named Jimmy from Fairfield. I think he lives like 14 miles out, but that's going to be his mailing address is Fairfield. But if you will go to the health food store, so if you're over there, is it just easier for you to go to Corsicana?
Well, actually, right now, I'm in the Tyler area, so you could tell me what...
why did you try to deceive me? Because I was trying to track you with my drone.
Right now. I'm from there. But yeah,
I know, I'm just joking. But if you went if you went to some place today like Drug Emporium or Natural Grocer or Fresh... You could purchase when they sell wherever they sell salt. They usually have that pink Himalayan salt, or they have the bleached white sea salt. But what I want you to get is that really dirty looking Celtic or Celtic salt.
Okay.
You know, like the Boston Celtics, the basketball team, get Celtic salt.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha,
I mean, nothing. I'm telling you, is a panacea. Nothing. It's just gonna it's gonna take time, but you can play with these things. And see if it greatly helps you.
Okay. And then I'll give you a call and let you know how that works out.
Yeah, and if there's one herb I want you to consider.
Okay.
It's called rhodiola.
Rhodiola?
Rhodiola.
Okay. How do you spell that?
R-H-O.
R-H-O.
D-I. Like you're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm joking. That was a joke. O-L-A. Rhodiola.
Oh, okay.
Take that and tell me if you start feeling significantly better.
Okay.
But you need magnesium, magnesium, magnesium.
Magnesium, okay.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind if you took some vitamin C, just spread out throughout the day.
I have some at home, so I'll take that too.
Good. And just you need to sunbathe in your Speedos.
Well, you know what? That sounds funny. I want that sounds like that all worked out great.
Okay.
Right.
Now, if a drone comes over the backyard while you're sunbathing, that's not going to go well. So just.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Thanks for your call. I'm really rooting for you, man. All right.
My name's Matt, by the way.
What'd you say?
My name's Matt, by the way.
Matt, is really good to talk to you. I'm so tickled that you called. Thanks for calling today, buddy.
You too, man. Thank
you. All right, take
care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Way to go, Matt. You got guts. I have so much respect for people that are willing to be honest and open like that. That's just fabulous. If you want to call me on the radio this morning, there is a phone line officially open at 903-586-5257. But, man, I don't appreciate you deceiving me. I know you're a professional bodybuilder because your voice sounds like it. Good morning. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Good morning, Doctor. I'm doing well.
Good. Thanks.
I have some friends that come from the combat zone and PTSD. That's pretty bad, and I heard you talking about the thymus gland. Do you think some of those things would help those guys?
Oh, well, I'm telling you, it's just worth a shot because the hypothalamus has so much to do with how you process emotions. I know it's not the whole enchilada, but I've seen people that were paranoid, delusional, severely depressed, anxious, couldn't sleep, they couldn't get along with others, and all of a sudden you give them some hypothalamus extract, and all of a sudden they stop seeing men in black suits following them around and people from Mars trying to abduct them. It's just, I mean, over and over again, the hypothalamus is one of the most incredible glands that God has created. But I don't want to be guilty of trying to set you up for failure here, but you got nothing to lose by giving a person who's had severe emotional trauma some hypothalamus extract.
Okay. And would they need to go along with the magnesium and vitamin C, too?
You can't harm anything by that. Do you know much about the NFL?
Nope.
That makes two of us. But I can tell you, when they survey all these dudes that are getting their bodies beat up and they're injured and they're in pain over and over again and they dread going onto the field because they hurt so bad, what would you guess they use? Do you guess they use prescription painkilling drugs or things like Tylenol and ibuprofen, aspirin, Advil, just, you know, Aleve, fill in the blank? What do you think they use to help them get rid of all the inflammation and all the trauma? They're using marijuana. I'm not recommending marijuana because it contains that active ingredient called THC, which is responsible for hallucinogenic thoughts, probably. I have no experience, but have you ever heard of cannabis oil or CBD oil?
Yes. The kid that's got a lot of bad seizures, yeah.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And so if all we did was just say seizures that cannot be resolved in children or adults by any other methods, CBD oil works better than anything else, and it's non-toxic, and it's very safe, and it doesn't contain THC. And I'm being just straight with you. I do not know everything there is to know about CBD oil, but I would say I'm just like you are. I am trying to actively study and learn and pursue things that are very, very safe and cost-effective that help human beings with their afflictions. But if you want to get rid of inflammation, CBD oil probably works significantly better than turmeric or curcumin does. So just an idea for somebody that's been traumatized.
Right. Okay. And I heard you also talking to the lady about pain in her knee. My wife had the same thing. So what was she telling her? I didn't quite catch that.
Well, that lady that called, you could tell when she called, she is quite brilliant. That's why I don't talk too much on the radio. I try to let people do the talking because they make me sound smarter. But I think she said there was a brilliant physician that recommended collagen to her. And if you were to write this down, it's called Great Lakes Collagen.
Okay.
And it comes from cows. Do you have any strong opinion about cows one way or the other?
She likes all the beef.
Oh, I do too. But I had this woman with horrible knee pain just take collagen. And she just said on that, did she just say that her knee has felt wonderful ever since?
She said it quit hurting when she went to bed, I think it was.
Yeah, okay, we'll go with that then. So, to me, it would be easier to sleep really well at night without severe pain in the knee.
That's for sure, because you don't sleep all night sometimes.
Because of the pain?
Well, she said she didn't know. She just couldn't sleep.
Well, I have had, and don't take this as me promising anything to you, but I've had people tell me if they take collagen right before they go to bed at night, that's when they have the very best sleep they're ever going to have.
I know she's taking serotonin.
Well, and I realize that's probably the most famous, you know, medicinal remedy to give somebody an antidepressant or anti-anxiety that tries to bolster serotonin. But that doesn't really get the situation fixed. It just doesn't. I wish it did. But you could try giving your wife some collagen before she goes to bed at night.
Okay.
But that brand is called, and there's a lot of brands out there. I'm just telling you one that's less expensive that works pretty well.
Well, tell me that again.
Great Lakes Collagen. It's the green label, not the blue label, not the red label, but the green label.
Okay.
How do you make the color green? Do you take blue and yellow and mix them and get green?
Well, I'm not a painter, so I couldn't tell you that.
No, wrong answer. You are a painter. Don't try to deceive me. When's the last time you painted the house?
Been a long time.
See, you're a painter, though. Or if you're like me, I may have to paint the doghouse today. No, thank you very much for your phone call. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you for the information. I appreciate
it. Oh, you're
it.
Welcome. I wish your wife the best.
God bless you.
God bless you, buddy. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, that was very sweet of him. Collagen is a basic building block of almost every tissue of the body. I realize the most abundant element in a human being is water, which it still just completely shocks and surprises me. I've seen people before that are, you know, they're sucking down 12 Pepsis a day or 14 Mountain Dews. And as far as drinking water, oh, only the water that's found in Pepsi. But that's not really, you know, water consumption. So you're made of water. What should you consume? Water. I do think there is tremendous benefit to using Celtic salt. I'll let you be the judge of that. Do your own research. Tell me what you come up with. You're not going to believe this, but I just tried to push the button and the chair rolled away from the button the first time. I did the second time, the chair rolled away. It's almost like I couldn't push the button. Sorry.
That's perfectly okay. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for your phone call, buddy.
Oh, not a problem. I'm listening to your show. I'm hearing you talk about the collagen. And my wife right now.
I think I lost you. What about your wife?
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Mm-hmm. I'm traveling right now. So, anyway, she works nights, and she takes ZzzQuil when she gets off work, and it doesn't always work. It doesn't always do the trick. And I heard you talk about collagen. Would that help her?
Well, all I was trying to say is just I was relaying what people have told me.
Right.
I don't
know
that it has that effect with me, but taking collagen right before we go to sleep, and let's just go backwards slightly. When is the time that your body makes the most repairs to any organ or cell or tissue, muscle, joint, cartilage, bone, brain, heart? It's when you're in deep sleep, right?
Correct.
And
Correct.
So you could easily try this technique. You could try taking collagen before your wife goes to, or have her taking collagen is what I meant. I don't think if you take collagen before she goes to sleep, it's going to affect her.
Is
that the way that came across? That didn't even sound right. No wonder my patients aren't getting well. I don't even know how. No, but if she tried taking collagen before she went to bed at night, she could say, you know what? I'm building some momentum here. My sleep is getting better, and I feel better when I wake up. Because when you're in that deep sleep, that's when you really, really you're going to do your very best. The other thing that I would say is, if we could make her sleeping, I mean, she sleeps in a bedroom, right?
Yes.
Not on the couch?
No, she sleeps in the bedroom.
Okay. Not in a hammock in the backyard?
No, sir.
Okay.
No.
But if you can make the bedroom as cool or as cold as possible, that's going to get her in that deep delta wave sleep a whole lot better. Some people even buy those devices, which I think are very expensive, called a chili pad. And, you know, for a king-size bed, I want to say they're like $1,000. But what they do is they circulate water that's like 55 degrees if you want it to be that way. I'm sorry.
One of the things we've got a cooling pillow for her. We got one of those My Pillows, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, does that work?
My Pillow. Yeah, she loves it. She loves My Pillow. We even had that purple. We bought the purple mattress, which is the best mattress I've ever slept on.
Really? I was just fixing to ask you. Good.
Oh, it's wonderful. And we got the, 110-pound purple pillow with it.
What do you mean 110 pound? That means if it rolls on top of you in the middle of the night, it crushes you?
That pillow is so heavy, it's exhausting even trying to lift it.
What do they do? Use a hydraulic forklift to load it onto the bed?
No, they're actually 10 pounds. Those pillows are 10 pounds. And it's a purple pillow. And they're very comfortable, and it stays cool.
So if a burglar attacks you in the night, you just take your pillow and whack him with it, right?
That's right, just to get away. Just chunk it at him. So. But we make it cool in there.
Okay, so would she say that she stays pretty cool at night?
Oh, yes.
Well,
during the day, because she sleeps during the day. So.
There is a hormone that's produced by the pituitary called oxytocin. And oxytocin has a lot to do with getting rid of stress and to de-stressing the body. And so a warm shower or a hot shower has been shown to greatly help doing that. Listening to music has been able to help.
Okay.
And
she says sometimes she just can't turn her brain off is what she says.
Well, and that's probably cortisol right there. Too much cortisol will just make that mind race over and over again. Now, I know you've never heard this before, but some people are ruminators. They just tend to chew on the same thing over and over again. They just can't let... I know that's a weird thought, but I personally know one person that is a ruminator. Only one.
No, I would say that my wife is a ruminator. She does. She constantly is chewing on things, so to speak.
Well, you know what you may try? You might try taking a drop of lavender oil and just rubbing on the base of her skull and on her neck and just massaging her feet. I mean, you really have nothing better to do with your time than do that anyway, right?
That's correct. Okay. That's correct.
Did I hear a police radio in the background?
No, that's my GPS.
Oh, you mean
I used to be a police officer. I did used to be a police officer. But
did you really?
Yes, sir.
I was hoping you were going to have a crazy story to tell me, but we're probably talking about health right now. Okay.
No, I used to be a police officer, but I've retired since, and now I work for actually Dish Network. But give me something to do. And
it's a blessing to have work, isn't it?
Well, it's ministry. I love doing ministry work, and
well,
I always
can
tell people, you know, Dish Network is my second job, ministry is my first. And
oh, you're such a good guy. I love your story.
Well, my wife and my son are actually going to the Dominican Republic next week for a mission trip. So
wow,
and I've been to Africa myself. I love it. So it's
well, which country did you go to?
Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. Did you see some crazy wildlife?
I saw some baboons, and that was about it.
Did you go up and shake their hands?
No, okay. they just run from me. So
they're probably chickens, a very impressive beast, aren't they?
Yes, they are. They steal a lot of chickens, though.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, they run down after the heels and
You don't mean chickens like Don Knotts. You mean like chickens, right?
I mean like chickens.
Okay.
Yes.
I do
appreciate it about the college, and
you're welcome.
I appreciate that, and I'm going to give that a try. I really am.
Try it yourself and have your wife try it, too.
I would maybe if I try it, it'll put her to sleep.
Yes, report back to me next week if you trying it puts her to sleep.
I will. I'll report back to you next week, and I'll let you know how it's going.
Thank you very, very much. I hope you have a great weekend, sir.
You have a blessed day.
Have fun on your ministry job today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
He probably has a Bible on his dash of his working van for Dish Network. All right, I think we're officially out of time. We have like about 30 seconds left. Anyway, what I was going to talk about, one of the roles of the appendix, it produces this secretion that helps stimulate bowel movements. But I'm telling you, some people can become so impacted and backed up, and the appendix doesn't have a chance to secrete anything that stimulates bowel movements. And so you realize as well as I do, constipation is just a real, real serious issue. That's one of the reasons why you want to consume foods that are very, very slippery. And so that could be as simple as aloe vera. Have you ever heard of aloe vera? What about flax seeds? Oh, those little suckers are so mucilaginous and slippery, it's unbelievable. Anyway, it's been good to be with you today. You're listening to KBGS FM 90.3, Jacksonville, Tyler, Longview.